Everything turned out all right, though. Paul Auster called me up to apologize for having cheated at shuffleboard. To make it up to me, he invited me to New York for a game of Trivial Pursuit and a little friendly wagering. I figured out pretty quickly, though, when I got there, that the deck of Trivial Pursuit cards was rigged. See, Auster landed on art and literature. I drew a card, and I asked him, "What characteristic of Juliet did Romeo believe might kill the envious moon?" Auster answered, "Thermonuclear fusion." Which was, in fact, the answer printed on the card, but obviously incorrect, and a quick glance at the Riverside Shakespeare, you know, and at first Auster even tried to deny owning any Shakespeare, proved, in fact, that that answer was wrong. So I just looked through the cards, and I found a whole bunch of suspiciously difficult questions, such as...
Who was the first non-military Swede to receive the honor of Knight of the First Order of the Polar Star?
Carl Linnaeus.
What pharmaceutical and timber company stockholder launched the first anti-hemp campaign?
William Randolph Hearst.
Who coined the phrase, "All you arts screw to the highest"?
Kenneth Gaburo. And the devastatingly hard...
Wer ruht am 3. Dezember 1803 und an Achsen in Wein geborgen?
Anton Webern. After I forced a confession, Auster again apologized for cheating, but his tone of voice sounded like he was swearing revenge.